Arts reporter Jeff London used to spend several nights a week going to theater, dance, and music concerts. But since COVID hit, about the only venue he's visited is his computer screen to watch performances. Well, last weekend, London attended a unique event in Brooklyn, a concert played by just one artist for one listener. He brings us this story.
On a gray, drizzly Sunday afternoon, I arrived at an industrial building in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. I was there for something called a one-to-one concert, but I genuinely had no idea what to expect. After a temperature check, a masked woman approached me.
I'm Stacy. Nice to meet you.
Stacy, I'm Jeff.
As we walked through a noisy corridor, Stacy gave me one very strict instruction: no applause. We arrived at another building and climbed a few flights of stairs. I entered a large room with a window revealing the Williamsburg Bridge and Manhattan skyline. There were two carpets on the concrete floor, about 10 feet apart, and two wooden chairs on them. A woman in a long black dress with a matching black mask held a viola. We looked at each other. She nodded for me to sit, and then... the sound of the solo viola playing Bach and the lively, swirling acoustic was almost overwhelming emotionally and musically. These one-to-one concerts are the brainchild of a German flutist named Stephanie Vinker and a couple of colleagues who wanted to create an unusually intimate musical experience.
In that concert space, we wanted to not talk at all, to be absolutely nonverbal and have the magic of the encounter and of music speak for itself.
They tried it out in the summer of 2019 and it went well then.
When the pandemic came, the first thing that came to our mind was that this is something that we could still do because it's just two people and there's a safe distance between each other.
Launched a year ago in Stuttgart, the one-to-one concerts addressed a hunger for contact caused by pandemic isolation. Since then, they've been done in Australia, Japan, India, across Europe. Now they've reached the United States in collaboration with the Brooklyn Academy of Music and the Silk Road Ensemble. Wrapped in the beauty of the music and the playing, my 10 minutes flew by. The piece ended, and we were silent. I nodded to the performer, she nodded to me. Then, we broke the rules and had a chat.
My name is Mario Goto. I play the viola, and I just played Johann Sebastian Bach's Suite No. 1 in G major for unaccompanied cello.
While Goto's done some teaching during the pandemic, she was eager to perform, if only for one listener at a time. Over the course of the weekend, she played all over the Navy Yard to around a dozen people.
It kind of is a beautiful way to come out of the pandemic, or at least to start interacting again, because it's so introspective on both listener and player sides.
It may have been only 10 minutes, but I'll be thinking about my one-to-one concert with Mario Goto for a long time to come. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.